Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 1494. The topic is Q&A and the title is Improving Client Commitment. Now, I've been very blessed and fortunate that I get to work with a lot of personal trainers as clients. Actually, over half of my current clients are personal trainers. I love that and I consider it a blessing because I know anything I can help them with trickles into the life of all of their clients. So that's just super motivating and exciting. Now, one of the trainers we were talking this week, they are struggling with having people signing up, but then they kind of fall off. And they said, you know, people, you know, they'll commit, they'll pay money, and then all of a sudden I don't hear from them after a week or after a month or after 2 months. It's a, you know, kind of like a short time frame, maybe up to 3 months, but people just ghost them and they're like, what's going on, man? Now they've only been personal training I think for about I think it's like a year to 2 years, somewhere in there. So they've been doing it for a little bit, but still newish to it. So I've been doing it for 20 years, and that's a long time for how young I am. But I've definitely experienced my fair share of that happening. Sometimes there's nothing you can do about it. Just people, they're in the process of getting themselves ready to commit to the goal. Maybe they got as far as paying money and setting it up, but then they freaked out and just couldn't make it work. So I want to give today is 10 tips that trainers or yourself, if you're trying to work on being more committed, you can apply these as well. But we're going to focus it kind of like talking to trainers, but 10 tips to improve commitment to your approach. Like when you have clients come to you. So specifically, he was saying, you know, they have an idea of what they think they need to do, but they're usually wrong, which is the case because otherwise if they knew what they should do, they would already be doing it and they'd already have reached their goal. So sometimes you have to kind of debunk some myths that they have or thinking that they can achieve, you know, goal XYZ in 3 months because somebody on social media said they did, or however that personal social media sells a bunch of products. That's all BS to try to make money. But they're trying to convince people how to do it the healthy way, the right way, and people just seem to like fall off. Okay, 10 tips for that. Number one is to be completely honest and open about what it takes and how long it takes. We have podcast number 1232, which is our nutrition podcast. It's titled Start Here. That tells you like what it takes to do a goal nutritionally. Then we also have podcast 1407. You can find all these podcasts on our website at www.brutalirongym.com. We have podcast 1407, which is a Q&A podcast titled When Should I Start Seeing Results? This is helpful so that way you can tell the people, okay, this is what it takes and this is how long it takes. So that way they understand and have the same kind of expectations that you would have as the trainer. So if they're not thinking like, okay, yeah, I'm going to do what this trainer says and in 2 weeks I'm going to have six-pack abs, or you know, in 30 days I'm going to lose 30 pounds, I'm going to keep it off for the rest of my life. It's like, oh gosh, no, that's not going to happen. So let me explain, and this is the best thing you can do is educate. Teach. So don't just say that's not how it works. Explain why it doesn't work that way. If you don't know, hire me. I'll tell you. But you can read books, you can look on things on YouTube, learn from people who know that content, but be able to explain it, be able to teach it, so that way the person understands that, okay, I think I can get this goal in X amount of time, but these are the reasons why it would be unhealthy. These are the reasons why it's not sustainable. These are the reasons why, you know, it's best for me not to expect that, where maybe it would take a little bit longer. I've actually also had people tell me, you know, oh, I'd like to compete in powerlifting, you know, sometime in the next year or two. And I'm like, what the hell? You're strong enough now. Like, what are you talking about? And all of a sudden, we're competing in powerlifting or they're doing an event within 6 months, and they thought it was going to take longer. So that's rare, but it does still happen sometimes where people think it takes longer than what it might actually take. So that's surprising and usually a fun conversation to be like, no, you're totally badass and you can crush this. Let's do it, you know. But those two podcasts will help. And then being honest, like brutally honest about what it's going to take. You want to under-promise, over-deliver. Under-promise, over-deliver. So don't overpromise to try to like hook the sale or make them feel more like more happy about like, oh, I don't want to bum them out. You know, they say they want to get on stage, but they're like 33% body fat and they have absolutely no muscle, you know, and they think they want to get on stage in 6 months. Don't be like, well, you know, it might take us 9 months whenever you know it's going to take 2 years. So it's hard, very, very hard to have those type of conversations when you have somebody like initially face to face, just come at it from a place of caring and concern and, you know, just saying like, hey, you know, I want to kind of share what my experience and my knowledge is and just let you know what the expectations might need to be. And then try to hype up what you can do along the way, you know, saying like, well, yeah, maybe we won't be ready for a stage, you know, in 6 months, but I know in 4 months, summer's coming and you're probably going to feel a lot more comfortable in a bathing suit. So we might not be stage ready, but you can definitely be bathing suit ready, you know, to go walk on the beach and feel comfortable. So try to find silver linings and things that can motivate them, but don't lie. Don't try to, you know, say, oh, I don't know if this is going to work and then not tell them that. Be open and honest with everything. Tip number two is define priority list of the goal balanced within their life. This is odd, but this really makes a difference. What I mean by this is when you talk about what it's going to take and how long it's going to take, and we're going to go through some more tips here in a second, but one of the things you're going to discuss is, okay, nutritionally, what do I have to do every day? Training-wise or physical activity, what do I have to do every week? And then you have to say, okay, right now, you don't make these nutritional choices. Right now, you don't do the exercise and training maybe in this way. So how are we going to take the life that you have now and put these habits into it? What are you doing now that we need to modify in some way to make space for the habits that are going to reach this goal? So you look at, okay, what can I do with what I do? You know, can I delete? Maybe I'm doing some things I don't need to do. Defer. Maybe I'm doing things right now in this season of life that maybe I don't need to. I can kind of put off to later seasons of life. Or, you know, if I'm doing laundry 3 times a week, and I get it down to 2 times a week? Just things you can do. So there's delete, defer, delegate. You can give it to somebody else. Ask somebody else to do something for you that you do on a regular basis, and that way it opens up room. One of the ways I do that is not giving it to a person, but giving it to a service. So I use Instacart to do grocery shopping. Buys me a bunch of time. I buy foods and things off Amazon as well. So I don't spend time grocery shopping. I don't even know the last time I went grocery shopping. I absolutely hate it. It's annoying and a waste of time. I usually end up buying more things than I need because I'm hungry and thirsty. So it's better for me to have that time back for myself. So that's one of the things. Like, so when we say, you know, delegate, it doesn't mean to a person. Get a service. You know, get somebody to help you clean the house once a month, and then maybe you don't need to spend, you know, maybe that saves you an extra hour every week, and then all of a sudden you get an extra workout in, you know? So there's ways to kind of use services or streamline what you do. And then the last kind of the 4 D's we look at are delete, defer, delegate, and then do. If you're going to do it, if you're going to keep doing it, how do you do it better? How do you do it more efficiently? How can you refine how you do it? So you want to look through their life and say, okay, where can we make space for this goal? Like these habits that we need to do? And then what are you willing to not do? So when you say, okay, I'm too busy to eat in the morning because I got everything going on with my kids. Well, let's find a very fast option that you can eat within like 2 minutes. And then you have to commit to taking those 2 minutes. Get up 2 minutes earlier, you know, have your kids dress themselves, maybe pick out the clothes the night before. And then you don't have to spend a bunch of time picking out clothes in the morning. And that gives you time for breakfast. So you have to decide, where am I going to fit these things into my life? Podcast 480, and you can find all these podcasts on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. Podcast 480 is a mindset podcast titled Benefits of Understanding Seasons and Priority Lists. And it'll teach you how to make priority lists for you and your clients. Tip number three, this is going to be a long one. I got to talk a little faster. Tip number three is decide on plan of actions that are obtainable about 10 out of 14 days. You do not want to set goals and actions that have to be 100% or fail. Because it's not going to happen. Like, this is what we're going to do every day, and we're going to do it every day, and it's going to be amazing, and blah, blah, blah. They're going to be demotivated because there's no way in hell they're going to get everything right every day. So a parameter that I like to point out to clients when I'm starting with clients is 10 out of 14 days. So if we have 2 weeks you get to mess up somehow 2 days each week. So if we can get 10 out of 14 days consistent, that's usually a hell of a lot more consistency whenever they're doing now. So that is an improvement. That's about like 70%. Can you get things right 70% of the time? That sounds low, but that is much better than most people are doing most of the time. If they get really good at 10 out of 14, maybe we all of a sudden we set the goal 11 out of 14, then maybe 12 out of 14. Only competitive clients will I ever expect more than 12 out of 14. Everyday normal people just wanting to be, you know, less fat, have a little more muscle, be a little stronger. They're blending everything else going on in their life. This goal is definitely not the highest priority for them. It's just something they would like to have while also attending to other needs in life. We usually aim for 10 out of 14 days. And it's helpful to have flexibility to how you meet your daily standards. You want to have, like, on the best day, I do this. On a good enough day, I do this. On my worst day ever, I at least try to do this. The podcast 916 is a mindset podcast titled Flexible Habits. This is extremely helpful. So if you only set one way to reach your goal, you will fail a lot. Life is not predictable numerous ways. More ways than I can explain or give examples for. Life is not predictable. So have multiple options. Layers, levels, tiers, T-I-E-R-S, not T-E-A-R-S, but have tiers to what you can do to meet your standards each day. Podcast 916 will help for that. Then, number four is create an adherence tracking system. It's great when we make a plan and say, like, here's our plan, let's go do it. Okay, but how are we going to ensure that we're doing it? We have to track what we're actually doing, not say, here's our plan, let's wait and see what the results are. We have to track what we're doing, because overwhelmingly, myself included, all human beings listen to this, we all screw up a lot more than we realize. And we have our excuses, and we kind of in our mind count an excuse for why we didn't do something as being okay. Like, oh, I missed my meal, but I was super busy and I was really helping a friend, so that's okay. Well, you're not going to see a result because you missed a meal. Like, you have to do the action to get a result. So even if there was a very good reason as to why you missed the action, you still didn't do the action and you're still not going to get the result. It's great to track your adherence so you can start to say, okay, well, it looks like I'm helping my friends a little too damn much. Or it looks like I'm doing this a little too much, or I'm not doing this enough. It starts to help you see trends. And maybe you're not putting yourself as a high enough priority. Maybe you're busy all day helping other people because that makes you feel self-validated and you feel good about yourself, but yet you're treating yourself like shit. You're not eating food. You're not being active. You're not taking care of your own needs. You gotta take care of yourself. You know, you have to be alive. You have to be okay in order to help other people. So you have to prioritize yourself as much as you're prioritizing other people. It's important to track what you do so you can see what you do. And then what you're not doing, you can see why, and then you can adjust for that. Podcast 288, it's an old one, but podcast 288 is a trainer education podcast titled Improving Client Program Adherence. And that will help you understand how to track adherence in actions. Tip number five, understand that motivation needs to be renewed. You're going to be motivated. The client's going to sign up and be motivated. They're going to be fired up. Then they're going to run into the first obstacle, the second obstacle, the third, the fourth, the fifth, and then they're like, screw this, I'm going home. So it's important to understand that when we're fired up and we're motivated, that's a great thing, but motivation does drop. It does fall off. It does fade away. So you have to plan to kind of re-motivate yourself and recommit yourself on a regular basis. Podcast 259 is a mindset podcast titled Renewing Motivation Revisited. So it's a second podcast covering that topic. But renewing motivation is something that you need to recognize is going to happen. Your motivation is going to fall off. You're not a loser. You're not weak-minded. Nothing wrong with you. It's just normal. You run into challenges, and the challenges start to kind of chip away at your excitement. And then all of a sudden, you're like, crap, I'm not excited, but I still need to do this. So you need to get kind of re-excited. And podcast 259 will help towards that. Tip number six is to have a date or a target for when you're going to make adjustments. So I'm going to do XYZ for the next 2 weeks, see what happens, and then maybe I'll adjust. Or XYZ for a couple days, or XYZ for a month. So setting a timeline to what you're doing, where you check in, you adjust, you kind of remeasure, you kind of want to know what's going on and maybe I need to tweak or course correct along the way. Podcast 124 is a mindset podcast titled Setting SMART Goals. SMART, I believe, stands for specific, measurable, forget what A is. I think it's has something to do with, like, can you actually do it? R is relatable and T is timeline. So it's something that's specific to your goal. It's measurable. It's actually obtainable. You can do it. And then there's relatable and timeline. So you want to set goals that have all those components to ensure better specificity, better results from those goals, like that you can adhere to them and do well. Tip number 7 is teach the people how to do it. Like, teach people how to talk to themselves. That's a big thing. Self-talk is insanely important over the span of trying to reach a goal. You need to know when to cheer yourself on and give yourself some love, even when you're screwing things up. But then you need to know how to kick yourself in the butt when you're just being lazy. So you need to balance being your best cheerleader, but your best, like, butt kicker. I feel too often we do one or the other. Some people are absolutely awful and lazy, and you're like, how the hell are they happy with themselves? And they're just cheerleader all day. They're like, I'm doing great. And you're like, you're doing nothing. What in the hell? So that's maybe me just being grumpy and mad at people. But other people, they're too mean to themselves, and they need to learn how to relax. So you can balance that in a way that it motivates you, but it doesn't cripple you. If you're too tough on yourself, you'll feel like you're a failure, you're a loser, you're never going to be successful, and you shut yourself down. If you're not tough enough, you don't make progressive steps because the only way to progress is to get slightly uncomfortable and push your boundaries. But if you're too nice to yourself, you never push your boundaries. So there's a balance between being a cheerleader and a butt kicker. Podcast 488 is a mindset podcast, is a brutal honesty, the tough love balance. Learn how to do that for yourself, and then if you're a trainer, teach that to your clients. Teach them grace, but then also, you know, say, hey, feel like we're kind of getting a little off course here, and we might need to tighten up a little bit. What do you think that we can kind of tighten down on a little bit? Meal timing? Maybe we're getting a little lazy with breakfast. We're kind of picking fast options. We're not quite getting in enough calories. Let's try to add something to get the calories up a little higher in the morning so that way they're not so high at the end of the day. That kind of stuff. You just look for little ways to kind of tighten things up a little bit. Then tip number 8 is check in beyond the numbers. If you're a trainer, if you're yourself, you can't have a set it and forget it approach to goals. People waver. People have emotions. People have swings. So you can't just set it and forget it. Like, I'm going to put out this perfect program, track my adherence, do all these things, and then never assume that I'm ever going to have to check on myself emotionally and mentally, and I should just be a robot and be able to do this perfectly. No, not at all. So it's not a set it and forget it. It's not like a light switch. You just flip on and it stays on. I like thinking of it as bumper bowling. So you get the ball started, you get the ball rolling, and then you have to, as a trainer or as yourself, you use tough love balance, you use the data you collect in adherence charts and stuff like that, and you just kind of nudge yourself along the way to the end goal. You're going to veer a little left, nudge back to the right. You veer to the right, nudge back to the left. It's bumper bowling, not a light switch. Tip number 9 is, if you're a trainer, remember when you were there. Remember when you were where your client is and what you needed. You might have needed more love and support. You might have needed more understanding. Maybe softer goals. Maybe make it a little bit easier to have some wins. You know, a little more compassion. If you are training yourself, then just remember when you've struggled before. You've probably struggled in other things in life. You were able to regroup yourself and you became successful. There is something in your life that was hard for you to do, but you were successful at it. If you could do that then, you have developed the skills that you can probably do it now. So it's just going to take some work. It's going to push you to new levels of, you know, discomfort, push your boundaries a little more, but if you've been through hard things before, you can get through hard things in the future. So just remember your past. Tip number 10, last one, is encourage a sense of community or a support system. So whether this is for yourself or for a client, you know, encourage people to post videos. I have clients that post videos on their Instagram channels, and they have people that comment and support them, which is great. And I love it because then I get to see the videos and I can give them feedback, which is awesome. They might have, maybe you're clients need to meet some people at the gym. Maybe they're too, you know, introverted. When they come in for a training session one day, introduce them to somebody in the gym that you know and you think would be very supportive for them. Say, hey, I want to, you know, introduce you to so-and-so today, and just do it out of the blue. If they're introverted, they're going to, like, panic. Panic if you tell them ahead of time. So just be talking to somebody when they come in. Say, hey, let me introduce you to so-and-so. And they're really working on their goals. It's awesome that you're doing this. You know, if you guys see each other in the gym, make sure you, you know, give each other a little head nod and make sure you encourage other people. That sounds corny as hell, but I've done that a bajillions of times. And it's great. The people actually do like knowing someone. Even if it's just a head nod. Even if it's just, hey, I feel comfortable today because I'm seeing familiar faces. You'd be surprised. It's amazing how introverts, if you just take care of that initial invite for them, it does help a lot. So meeting people at the gym helps. If you're extroverted, you probably already have friends at the gym, so you need to listen to that. And then have friends with similar goals. Find people in your life who are also motivated to make self-improvement. It could be reading a book, you know, whatever the hell they're doing. It doesn't even have to be physical. Just say, like, hey, man, you know, what are you working on in life right now? I've been doing this fitness challenge. I've been doing da-da-da-da-da. I was wondering, are you doing anything? Can we be, like, you know, accountability buddies? And again, that sounds really corny, but I've done that a million times. And it absolutely, absolutely helps. When you have someone to lean on in times when you're not feeling motivated, you're struggling, you're having issues, it makes a big, big difference. Okay? So those are 10 tips on how to improve client commitment to your program, or if you yourself are trying to recommit or trying to improve your commitment to your goals. Those are hopefully 10 tips that can help. Okay. Well, hopefully that was helpful. If you like the podcast, please share it. If you have any questions or follow-ups, or you want to suggest a topic for a future podcast, you can always reach out at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Well, if you like our podcast, please share it. The more people we share it with, the more people we can help. That's the whole goal. You can share it in social media. You can share it in a conversation. Just let people know the podcast exists and that we answer questions for free. Thank you to the people who support the podcast with donations. You can do that at our website, www.brutalirongym.com. We have people that sign up for like $5 a month, $10 a month. That's huge. That goes a long way. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year for hosting costs. I give an hour to it every day, and we're going to keep it for free. So thank you to those who give those small donations, because they really do add up and they do help. So I genuinely appreciate that. Thank you. Also, if you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything you want to know, let us know at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.